Now, as we said, a Superior Court judge is allowing the lawsuit by the State Economic Development Corporation against Kurt Schilling, executives at the failed video game company 38 Studios, some former EDC officials, and others to continue. And joining us is Rhode Island Public Radio's Scott McKay to kind of dissect this decision and explain what it means. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Dave.
Now, do we need an attorney to explain this? Or, I mean, there's a few qualifiers here.
Maybe a law professor.
What does this decision by Superior Court Judge Michael Silverstein today actually mean?
Well, it means the state can move forward in its attempt to get some money out of a lot of players in this 38 Studios fiasco. I would argue this is the only good news for the state and its taxpayers in this entire deal since it started back in July 2010, way back under the administration of Governor Don Carcieri.
In any decision, there are winners and losers. Who might be the big winners, the major losers in this decision today?
Well, the big winners in this one are, in the short term anyway, Governor Chafee, who decided to hire the lawyers to move ahead with this case. Perhaps the General Assembly, if they can get some more money out of these players, that means they don't have to go to the taxpayer. And eventually, it's the Rhode Island taxpayers who, as we know, are on the hook for up to $100 million in bonds and interest.
We might go over some old ground here. What's at stake? How would this help the state recover some, perhaps all, of the 38 Studios money?
Well, what the judge ruled is that the EDC, that's the Economic Development Corporation, EDC as it's known in the argot of Rhode Island, ABC politics, is allowed to have three paths to recover its liability for the General Assembly's appropriation of money, the injury to its reputation and credit, and payments of salaries and fees to the defendants. Now, the honest thing is, I don't know how it's going to prove injury to its reputation and credit, although there certainly has been some. As we know, EDC in the state of Rhode Island turned into a national laughingstock over this. The liability question is the search for the deep pockets, and that probably brings in Wells Fargo, large bank, $20 billion in profits last year, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, and they probably have the deepest pockets at this point. There are other local law firms involved, but Kurt Schilling, as we know, says he's broke, and except for the money he makes talking about baseball as a color analyst on the ESPN Sports Network, it doesn't seem like he has a lot of his millions that he made pitching for the Red Sox and other teams anywhere in the bank. He's pretty much bankrupt.
Generally, the legal grounds, let's talk about that. Legal grounds cited by Judge Silverstein today for allowing that case to proceed.
Well, probably the toughest piece of this entire decision is the breach of fiduciary duty. In other words, what the judge refers to as Wells Fargo's hidden commissions, that Wells Fargo, the bank, tried to get out of any liability at all by saying it was a very sensational claim that they were playing both sides against the middle here. But Judge Silverstein said the court thinks this is perhaps the most straightforward allegation in the complaint, that Wells Fargo did not make a full and truthful disclosure that it not only was collecting fees as a placement agent for these bonds from the state, but then it received additional fees under a private agreement with 38 Studios for almost a half $1 million. And that's a very damning statement. Judges don't usually go that far.
In reality, how much in legal fees is Rhode Island likely to be on the hook for?
Well, this is a contingency case, and the state's lawyer, Max Wistow, he's a pretty well-known plaintiff's lawyer, he is taking the entire economic risk. There's no risk on the taxpayer until he wins some money. If he wins some money, recovers some money, he will get 16% roughly of any money that he can recover from the state. That will be his fee.
And wrapping up, Scott, what's the next step in this legal process?
Well, the next step is for this to go to a full hearing and trial, and that probably won't happen until early in 2014 at the earliest. And you know there's going to be another rush to the courthouse by all the lawyers. But this is a big win for the state in this case.
Rhode Island Public Radio's Scott McKay joining us for this latest chapter of the 38 Studios situation.
Thank you, Dave.